Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dub Nation, is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Matter of fact, I mean, really?
This is true.
I mean,
I heard you say, put it all in the Lakers. I heard you say it.
Whatever. Coming off a game like that, for him to be so mean-spirited, that's bad karma.
Well, he's...
Pajemski?
That's in your face. It's in the face is what it is.
And I meant to tell you, Grandy, to cut Gary St. Jean from Warriors Weekly and his pronunciation of pods because you could add it to the reel because...
I'll have another opportunity next week. Don't worry.
What did he go with? I didn't hear it.
It's either Pajemski or Pajemski.
Oh,
it's something that's close but no cigar.
I love it.
We love the Saint, but I don't think he's gotten Pajemski's name right once this
year. Good.
Nor does it matter.
That's exactly how I would expect Saint to be with
right.
that. That's perfect.
Yep.
And I did hear him say on Warriors Roundtable earlier this week, I hate that guy, Dylan Brooks. And then Dylan went out that night and got himself suspended.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, ooh, Saint nailed that one.
No doubt.
Perfect. Hey, we're live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're live out at Splash, but wherever we are, wherever these microphones turn on, they are the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco, and we're so excited to have Laughing Monk along for the ride. If you don't have tickets for the game tonight, maybe find a Laughing Monk and watch the game. It is a great place to do that. 888-957-9570. I do think coming up in about 10 minutes, we would love to let you hear specifically what Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green said last night on a number of topics, but mainly Jonathan Kuminga, because I really thought they captured what this whole thing is all about. And if you've listened to this show with any regularity, we've done our damn best all week to, like, not use his name. Not in a disrespectful way, actually in a respectful way. We did not want to go down the road of just talking back and forth constantly about Jonathan Kuminga and making that some sort of angst-filled conversation as this thing unfolds, particularly because at the beginning of the week, he wasn't even playing.
Right.
He wasn't even playing. So, look, the bottom line for me, and we'll get into it, the bottom line for me was there's been messaging and they've been asking for Jonathan to play a certain way. More often than not, it hasn't really quite looked that way. And then we also got the word earlier this week from Dalton Johnson that the analytics the Warriors have suggest that he and Jimmy Butler are not productive when together on the floor. These things are concerning. But last night, felt like a damn shower after a hike. Like, that is exactly...
Great call.
That is exactly what I feel like the Warriors want him to do. And for him to be focused on that, and for him to go out and do it, and to do it on that night... I mean, that's special. That's a big, big deal to me.
It's huge, and I have been catching myself all day trying to avoid the why can't you do that all the time ideology of that, as opposed to, like, that was awesome. Like, what he did was awesome, and the fact that he played like he played is incredible. And, yeah. It's, you know, sometimes you look up to people and then they disappoint you in the moment, and that's great. But Jonathan Kuminga didn't do that. He played great. He delivered the effort, the rebounding, the defense, the sturdiness, the smart shot making, all of it, Mark. I don't want to look too far ahead of, like, yep. Well, why can't you do that all the time? He did it one time, and that matters.
Yes, he did. And yep. Speaking of special, as you were doing that,
yeah.
You're unloading on that whole monologue.
Yeah.
And it was really good, but I was distracted the whole time.
Yeah. Hold on. I need to put this on.
Because a Hall of Famer was walking up and giving us the stink eye the whole time. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Mullin joins us right now live on set.
Dibs, please don't do that.
One of the Dibs. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Can you stand this guy? He brings this stuff to taunt us.
No.
He's got the zebra shirt.
Mullin.
And dude, what'd you do?
It's real bad. Yeah, it's real bad, Molly. It's real bad.
Did you take a charge? What'd you do?
No, what happened was I, as an undersized, unathletic young man.
I can relate.
1980.
Yep. No, you can't.
I can relate.
1980, as a basketball junkie, I was watching, like, Big Monday, and I saw a slow-footed white guy who could shoot at St. John's, and I thought, you know what? I want to be him. So I taught myself to shoot left-handed, and I pursued a dream of being a basketball player because of Chris Mullin. Come to find out, I'm no good. You're a Hall of Famer. And so I turned into my other hero, Zach Zarba, and that's why I donned the stripes.
Who's also from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, of course he is. All the best are from Brooklyn, New York. Molly, what's going
on?
We
have so much more in common because my body's about the same as yours right now.
Yeah.
And we're slow. We can't jump.
I mean,
we wound up in the same place.
Yeah, here we
Listen,
are.
Listen, if
here
it makes you feel any better, dude. I sat here today and watched both of you walk across Drive City, and you move better than he does.
Way better.
There is no question.
And he's a handful of years older. I don't want to put him out there on Front Street, but this Mully, so good to see you,
my
man.
My pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Right to bump into
Thanks
you guys.
For coming
yeah.
by,
my
man.
Appreciate yeah. it. Appreciate it.
How's it going? Pretty good game last night.
Excellent game.
Right?
I mean, seriously, since Jimmy's got here, it's been amazing. I mean, the numbers bear it out, but when you watch games, actually, last night I watched a game. I had, like, some dead feet, so I didn't get I was somewhere. I was watching my phone, and you just watching the game with no input. And his impact, and he didn't have a great game last night.
Right.
But all of a sudden, the inside-out threat, back to fundamentals, inside-out. Sounds simple, but with Jimmy, that's exactly what's happening. I think now this starting lineup's 13-0, yep. which puts a perfect, obviously, that alone. But now the bench has been solidified. Jonathan had a great game last night. It's got the 2022 feel. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not making that prediction, but we all know how they found their rhythm late in the season after Steph was out. I think that's where they are now. It's exciting to watch, and really happy for Steph and Draymond that they've, you know, they talked about this when they kind of flatlined, playing meaningful basketball,
right.
And that's what we have now.
You know, and you kind of talking about the effect that Jimmy had on the game, even though he didn't put up numbers. You're a great person to ask this because you were an NBA one. You were a lead scorer on your team. And I watched these guys, Memphis, they needed to put up big numbers. Last night, they had more from their role players. Is that something that you sort of read night to night? Can you feel how your role players are performing? And then do you try to feed them a little bit more? How strategic is that when your role is lead scorer?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's a huge difference between the level I played at and Steph Curry and these superstars. Huge difference, first of all. And that's just being honest. But when you add a guy like Jimmy Butler with Steph, I think all of a sudden Steph and Jimmy can somewhat pick their spots. I don't think they have to be on full aggression mode for 40 or 30, whatever minutes they're on the floor. But more importantly, maybe, is the dynamic where they're so opposite. the way they attack. Obviously, Steph, for the most part, being on the perimeter, spacing the floor, his gravity, and Jimmy almost exclusively inside the three-point line, at the mid-post, at the nail, the elbow, where he attacks off one or two dribbles, he's in the middle of defense. So you have that dynamic where all of a sudden, you know, Pods, Moody, Santos, all these guys are pretty much wide open. And all of a sudden, that's a huge, that's a tremendously different shot that they're taking now, and they're taking advantage of it. My Pods made 8 threes last night. I think another factor with me with Jimmy Butler is when he's kicking out of the post or out of the paint, all those players that are catching the ball, they got a live dribble, so they're catching with space, and then if they like the three-point shot, they're confident to knock it down. But maybe more importantly, if the defense does close, they can get by their man on a straight line drive. And that's a huge difference also, because if you go by your man 2, 3, 4 dribbles, your pivot, that's when the defense is collapsing. So I think that's made a huge difference also.
And Kuminga last night, beyond the rebounding, which we talked...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
About it, 9 rebounds. It feels like that's something he's capable of all the time. But the passing for Kuminga, the poise, getting into the paint, and not just going up with a contested shot. What did you see from him last night as far as growth as a passer?
Yeah, I'm a guy that thinks he's made tremendous strides pretty consistently. He's only 22. I've known Jonathan since he was like 14, 15. He was a New York kid. I recruited him at St. John's. I watched him as a young kid. So I've seen tremendous progress straight through. There's been some, you know, patches of with injuries and lineup changes, things like that. But for a 22-year-old kid, I think he's done a tremendous job individually. And this Warriors team, we all know they play a unique style. So it's not the most, for those young kids, they don't grow up playing that way. 3 dribble limit, 0.5 basketball. It's actually probably the opposite the way they grow up playing. But I think he's done a great job. I think they need him. And we saw that last night. You mentioned his rebounds. That's always important for when you're playing the 3-4, the front court. You got to get defensive rebounds. But his individual defense, just physically matching up with Luka and LeBron. To me, I thought last night, Luka really struggled all night. LeBron had a very good game. But if you can play those guys one-on-one, selectively double-team them, and keep the role players down, you beat that team. And I, you know, with this roster that the Warriors have, to me, on a given night, Steph and Jimmy pretty much equalize LeBron and Luka. They may outplay them, or they may get outplayed, but they're equalized. Now, if you look at the rest of the Warriors roster versus the Lakers roster, I'm taking the Warriors roster all day long.
Love that. Love that. Chris Mullin is with us here, stopping by. We're live at Splash outside Chase Center, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. What do you think happened psychologically last night? Because the Lakers have had their number in recent years.
I think it was look, anytime you win, you feel good about yourself. You feel better about everything's better. Mental block, maybe. But to me, these next 6 games, I think the Warriors, I think it's important they play the way they've been playing since Jimmy got here. get the week off, and then it really means nothing.
Yep.
Yep. Because now you're talking about a seven-game matchup, adjustments within game, adjustments game to game. So to me, maintain this level of play, maintain your confidence, your rhythm, get Jonathan a little bit acclimated from, you know, just coming back off injury, and then really ultimately, you get the week off. It really doesn't matter that much. It's a big difference back. You know, we never had that week off. So the playing teams will be playing. It's a full week. So you rest your bodies, start preparing for who that first round opponent is. But I'm not quite sure all that carries over. Now, if you play the Lakers, you have a little formula what worked against them, right? That's all good, but you got to go back and do it again.
No doubt. And if you look at the matchups that might be ahead, OKC is, you know, beyond the pale. You're not going to be the eight. They're the one. Like, who do you look at, Mully, as the team that you would, if you were Steve Kerr and if you were on this team and you look at who is the most vulnerable or the most gettable in the first round, who's that team you like?
Well, right now they're looking at maybe Houston, Denver, or Lakers, correct?
Probably.
Give or take, something like that.
Yep.
To me, all different approaches, different game plans, but they can beat all three. Mm. And I'd say all three would be six or seven. Now, we'll find out who those teams are. But with Houston, obviously the inexperience, I think the Warriors offensively could put a lot of pressure on them. And they're more of a defensive team than an offensive team. And Emay Udoka has done a great job with that young team. But haven't been there before. So I'm taking experience. And then the fact that, you know, a lot of times the Warriors, when they're rolling like last night, they could put a lot of pressure on you to make shots. And that's something Houston struggles with. Denver and the Lakers, we know what the deal with those teams are. You're going to have to neutralize to a degree the impact that Luka and LeBron have. Make the role players beat you, which I think we saw last night. That would be the formula.
Austin got hot late, but
that would be the formula
late.
To beat the Lakers. You kind of see that. And with Denver, I think the concern obviously is the size, getting in foul trouble. But again, a lot of these past, they haven't beat the Denver Nuggets in what, eight or whatever the number.
Nine straight.
All pre-Jimmy Butler. So
that's
kind of throw them out the window, but ultimate respect, they're champions. Nikola Jokic is one of the greatest of all time. So that presents its own problems. But again, to me, you got to get into their bench. They're not as deep as they were. And if I'm the Warriors, and I got Christian Braun, Aaron Gordon, Porter Jr., all those guys, if the last 5 minutes of a game, I'm putting pressure on them to beat me. Now the Warriors have two ultimate playmakers and closers with Steph and Butler. The huge difference.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's one of the things. All of that stuff is so fascinating about tonight. We were talking about this yesterday. I think the world was expecting last night to be a Warriors fatigue game. Lakers had three nights off. Warriors at the end of a really long trip. I was surprised at how active they looked. Can we be surprised by that again tonight? Like, what are you expecting them to have in terms of fatigue tonight?
I don't think much. I think it's the time of year. First of all, look at you guys. We're sitting out here in the sun.
It's got
the spring vibe, right? Yeah. You got the young energy.
Yep.
I think their depth will come into play. Steve went to the bench early last night. It's got good production there. And I think as far as the vets go, with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, they're in playoff mode now. They want to get these next six games, like, as I said, I think playing great basketball, win as many as you can, and get that week off. So I don't think they're thinking about that. No, they got rest coming.
Yep.
They can see that at the end of the tunnel here after these six games. So stack as many wins as possible, get the best seed, stay healthy, and maintain this momentum they've gained since Jimmy got here.
Experience versus fatigue, and you played into your mid to late 30s, and, you know, as an NBA player, like, how much is it a benefit to have the experience versus the detriment of needing more rest as you get deeper in the year?
Yeah, I always felt like I'll take talent over experience, you know, when it comes down to it. And for me, fatigue, I always felt, personally, was if I was chipped up. If I'm not injured, I'm not getting tired. You know, these guys are in phenomenal shape. They took such great care of themselves. The only time you really feel fatigue is if you've got an injury and it's kind of wearing you down a little bit and you're not at peak performance. But besides that, I don't think guys are worried about being fatigued at this time of year.
Have you ever seen a defender like Draymond Green? I mean, like
Have you ever seen someone that compares to him in your career?
Yeah, I think he's very unique. I know Steve Kerr. Look, Steve has played with some incredible all-time players and defenders. You know, two being Michael and Scotty. Those, when Steve was with the Bulls, they were the two best defenders in the league, I think, and they were on the same team. And those guys could play one through five. They didn't back then. I don't think they did as much as switching as we did. I mean, as they do now. Tim Duncan, David Robinson. There's some great, great ones. The unique thing about Draymond is he's a great individual defender. He's phenomenal. And I was watching last night, as I said, calling out switches and directing the defense before something happens. So he'll squash things and won't show up because he already took care of it.
Yep.
Right? So things like that. And I think in this day and age, the fact that teams switch so much, so it's so important to be able to guard the pick and roll, switch onto a straight line driver and keep him out of the middle and contest the two. So Draymond's got that unique combination of, you know, he's got great length, his wingspan's tremendous, so he can switch across the floor. He's got good lateral quickness, lateral movement. And I think what sets him above everyone else is his IQ. I watch him all the time. And he's got the knowledge and the experience of where he wants that person to shoot from. Because you're not going to have NBA players not get shots off. But it's where you direct them to, whether it be going to his left hand, make him get to 15 feet as opposed to 12 feet in the post, pushing the guy out of the paint and having him shoot, like I said, like an 11-foot as opposed to a 9-footer, front in the post. So he does all those things, plus communicates. And he's done it for so long. So at 35, to be able to still be playing at that level, like Steph, like Jimmy Butler, is amazing. Because we haven't seen a team win a championship with their three best players at the ages that Steph, Draymond.
Right.
But I would say this, hard to compare a 35-year-old now. Dibs, you and I can attest to that.
Mully, no doubt. And the last team to do it was the last year that the Bulls won it with Jordan. And they had Ron Harper and company. I just want
and
to say.
Kerr.
Put your stripes down.
Mark Lindsay, Trey Maddox, and Scott Twardsky.
Go easy on my guys tonight, Mully.
Mully, you can put that on, Mully.
Throw it away.
Mully, you know what?
Look at that thing.
Mully, throw it on. Your boy's out there.
I ref CYO. I did it all.
I'm still doing it, Mully.
I give you a lot of credit.
You ref.
But I got to say that is a personality defect to want to be a referee.
Right?
I appreciate
just for the jump.
And to defend him, to come in here every day like it's some sort of, right?
I'm glad you're finally using it for what it is.
I appreciate your loyalty. I question your judgment.
Thank you so much for coming by, man.
Pleasure, man.
Really
see you guys.
Guy.
See you. Take care,
really
man.
Really good to see you.
Mully.
Chris Mullin right here on 95.7 The Game, jumping by here as we're just outside Splash getting ready for the big night between the Warriors and Nuggets.
We should probably go to break because I may start crying.
But we're not gonna. We will. But
I might, and we won't. But like, if you think about, and I think about you as a young man, it was probably Will Clark for you. Like your number one as a kid.
It was him for the Warriors.
Me too.
It was him.
For me, it was him. It was him when he was at St. John's.
He's him.
Dude, I wore number 17 as an eighth grader in CYO because he wore 17. And he wore 20 at St. John's. My brother wore 20, so don't get me started on that, man. And, you know, I've had a few chances to talk to him. And every time, it's funny because Bonte actually, a couple years ago, he's like, Dibs, I know you love Mully. Come over here. And I'm, hey, Chris, how you doing? Dan Dibley. He's like, why are you so in love with the refs?
Yeah.
And he came right at me.
So ask that question.
I'm glad I brought it today. Because it's been a thing that he's come at me for years now over the fact that I do love the officials. Yeah. Whatever.
We all have our quirks.
Yep.
You do too. Yours is just weirder than the rest of our quirks.
That's different, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the person who goes to the craps table and bets on the don't pass. Like everyone's trying to like
see, but you know what? I'm glad you brought that. That's a phenomenal.
Because that's what it is.
That's a great comparison.
Yeah.
That is a great analogy. The person who, and if you don't play craps and know what Dibs means by that, the person who plays the don't pass line.
Right, rooting against everyone.
It's just someone who walks into the room, sees what everyone's doing and goes, bleep all of you, I'm here to root against you.
Your losses are my wins.
Right. I want to see all of you get sad. That's why I showed up here. It's like someone who brings a bottle of wine to the party, but they know that it's corked. And they're like, all right, here we go. Let's drink this. Let's ruin everything.
Here's a box of wine. Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely crazy.
There you
go. Mully. Dude. Mully on the show.
And I love it because what he broke down about last night was like, okay, Steph and Jimmy versus LeBron and Luka. If that's even Steven, and last night it kind of was, then you go to the others, and Austin Reeves was amazing. So was Pods. Okay, next level down, Kuminga and Draymond versus Jared Vanderbilt. And that one really big guy who, you know, we don't really know about, the seven-footer.
I tell you what, you know what pops to mind when he says that? And yeah, the comment that you're referencing where he says, look, Steph and Jimmy, that kind of, it cancels out the other teams that have two stars. And I don't even know necessarily how many of them there are. Yes, Luka and LeBron is what he's talking about. But if I think about the Nuggets or the Thunder or the Rockets, they don't have two stars at that level. The Warriors kind of have an advantage on them as far as that is concerned. But he basically said, look, those are all canceled out. One pairing might play well, the other one might not, but they cancel each other out. Now look at the rest of the roster, and I'll take the Warriors over the Lakers. I thought that was a very interesting comment, and it makes me think of something LeBron talked about last night after the game. Some people took this as almost ridiculous. I didn't really think LeBron was whining or complaining about it, but they asked him about the new-look Warriors. Jimmy Butler's on the team, and he's like, man, that franchise always figures it out. They always make an acquisition at a top level. I've been going against them since Kevin Durant was there.
Yeah.
And he kind of gave the reporters a look like, and that was like ridiculous.
Unfair.
How the hell is that even fair? And a lot of people looked at him and went, dude, are you kidding me? Your team just acquired Luka Doncic in the middle of the night at the trade deadline.
And you were the first ever to assemble a super team in Miami.
You've had every single teammate you've wanted.
Ever.
Throughout. Like, that man, Steph Curry, won with Andrew Wiggins as his number two. So I thought that was kind of an interesting play. And when you start to pick apart the roster, I do think now that Jimmy Butler is here, yeah, man, this thing stacks up. It stacks up a lot.
Well, especially if you go like 1 versus 1, 2 versus 2, 3 versus 3, and then if you can get like your 4, 5, 6, and 7 to play like that, well then, yeah, you're a believer. Shout out the Monkees.
Live at Splash, getting you ready for the big game against the Nuggets. Brought to you by Xfinity Stream Sports. From the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. We'd like to bring on your phone calls. I'm convinced. Last night, that was the one I needed to see. Where are you? 888-957-9570. We'll let you hear what Steph, Draymond, and Steve had to say about Jonathan Kuminga last night. Also, those LeBron comments we were just referencing, we have those coming up next as well. On Willard and Dibbs.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.